Beauty souls, welcome back to the SX Talk podcast. I am so excited to have this conversation with you today because I'm going to be talking about probably the number one fear that is holding back your self-expression. And if you've been in my world for a while, if you hang out with me on Instagram, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you can probably guess what I'm going to talk about. Judgment. Judgment, yes. Now, I have a very unconventional view on judgment. I fucking love judgment, and I am a judgy as fuck individual. But what I have come to understand around judgment is that it's not judgment itself that creates the issue or the low frequency or the block. It's what we make the judgment mean. The only reason why we are ever in a state of judgment of somebody else or of judgment of ourselves is because there's something in it for us. The only reason why we are looking outside of ourselves and judging what we see going on is because it's connecting to something deep within us. It is highlighting one of our desires that we haven't let ourselves admit to. It is highlighting one of our biggest insecurities that we don't want to face. It is highlighting something about somebody that we wish we were more like. So when we find ourselves in judgment, this is where we get to actually be really selfish. We get to turn the tables and go, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? Because the only reason why we are judging is because there is something for us to learn from, something to heal from, something to admit to, something to face, so that we can step into more unapologetic self-expression in our life, our business, and our brand. Now, I posted something on Instagram. I posted a reel, and I'm actually going to clip in the audio version because the messaging, I don't want to try and repeat exactly what I said because, you know, it never comes out good the second time, right? Like at least for me, this is why I love to do live programs. This is why I love to do live recordings because I find that my channel is best activated when I don't have the opportunity to like hit stop and record. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, Carrie, you're recording a podcast right now. And that is true. But when I step into podcasting, I would say 99% of my episodes are unedited. 99% of my episodes are just a free monologue speaking. So I try and treat my podcast episodes as if I was just going live on Instagram or on Facebook or in one of my programs. So I'm going to pause myself right now and I'm going to clip in the real audio that I posted on Instagram today. And then we're going to come back and we're going to go deeper. Because somebody is judging you right now. Somebody out there is judging me right now. You might be the one who's judging me right now. And beauty, it's all good. It's all good. I love judgment. Judgment itself isn't necessarily bad or wrong. Judgment is how we make assessments. It's how we filter information. So if you are looking at me, or if you are looking at somebody else, or if you are scared that somebody's looking at you and making judgments, I want you to think about the bigger picture. I want you to think about the bigger impact that is made when you are courageous enough to show up in spite of the judgments that you will receive. Because judgment isn't actually a fear. It's a fact. People will judge you. People are judging you. But in order for them to judge you, there has to be a connection first. The only reason why they are judging you is because something about you activates them. You are showing them something inside of themselves that they haven't yet seen before. Maybe you are the thing that is going to awaken their big desire, their big aha, their big breakthrough. And because of your courage and because of your bravery to show up, to express yourself, to say what you want to say, to be who you want to be, you're actually giving people the gift of judgment. Judgment is a gift. It is not a four-letter word that we have to try to avoid or wait until the fear disappears before we move. No, we just become stronger. We become more in our personal power. So we walk with the judgment. All right. So what came up for you when you were listening to that? Because so often we call judgment a fear. And we make it be the reason why we can't show up or why we can't express ourselves in the way that we want to express ourselves. When really, all judgment is an assessment. It's a way for us to filter information. It's a way for us to understand what feels good for us, what doesn't feel good for us, what aligns to us, what feels misaligned for us. It is a way for us to know ourselves at a deeper level. And so when we are sitting in this fear of judgment, we really have to change our perspective around it. We have to look at it as though it's actually not a fear. It's a fact. People who are connected to who we are, they're going to be making assessments. They're going to be making inferences. They're going to be comparing what we like and what we do to what they like and what they do. But somewhere in our ego, we have made it mean that when people are judging us, that we are doing something bad or wrong, that we have to do everything in our power to show up in a way to avoid judgment. But judgment isn't a fear, it's a fact. You will be judged. And an even harder pill to swallow is that you will judge other people. And you can say, oh no, I don't judge people. I never judge. I let people, you know, live as they live. But your brain is filtering information. When you see the way somebody else lives and you decide that it feels good for you or it doesn't feel good for you, you're making a judgment. The only difference is that you're choosing to see it in a high frequency way. You're not using that judgment as ammunition to call somebody else out, to tear somebody else down. And that's where the low frequency of judgment really comes into play. That's why judgment gets such a bad rap. It's because so often people are using their judgments of other people as a way to protect themselves, as a way to project their fears, their insecurities onto other people. And so if we can look at judgment as this beautiful gift of understanding ourselves at a deeper level, then we no longer have to fear being judged by other people. Because what we get to then be and what we then get to step into is being an expander, is being an activator for somebody else. We can say that we want to make an impact in the world. We can say that we want to be an activator. We can say that we want to help people transform their lives. But sometimes helping someone transform their lives feels wildly uncomfortable. It means the way that we show up is going to be radically different than how they would show up. And they may not be at the state of self-awareness and the state of self-inner work to see that what you're activating in them is actually meant for them. They're actually not being selfish. They're actually not using the gift that you are giving them. So the way that I have really shifted my energy around this fear of being judged, because trust me, this was something that I hid behind for so long in my life and in the early stages of my business. But now I get to look at it as though if I'm going to be an activator, if I'm here to make a difference in the world, if I am here to help people grow and evolve and shift their perspective and anchor in deeper to their personal power, if I'm going to be that individual on this planet, then I also have to be okay with the fact that I'm not going to be for everybody. I also have to be okay with the fact that I can't control how that activation lands. My presence, my expression can be equally as triggering for one as it can be expanding for another. And I have to be willing to play in the duality of that. I have to be willing to play in the polarity of that. I have to be willing to be the leader who can hold both sides of that coin. So it's no longer around, you know, removing the fear of being judged, because it's not going anywhere, because it's not a fear, it's a fact. It's about, can you be the leader who can hold the fact that people are going to judge you and make assumptions about you that are inaccurate, that are only fueled by their inner work, by their lack of inner work, by their ego, by their past trauma, by their lived experiences, that it actually has nothing to do with you. And so by you being courageous, by you being brave, by you being and allowing yourself to be seen in your authentic self-expression, you are giving the world the gift of judgment. You are giving the world the opportunity to use you as a mirror to grow themselves. At least that's how I like to look at it. That's how I allow myself to continue to show up, to continue to evolve, to allow myself to do things that feel wildly uncomfortable, to share things that feel wildly uncomfortable, to express myself as authentically as I can in every single moment. Because I know that even those who are out there judging me, I'm impacting them. But I don't get to control how that impact lands. That's on them. Their inner work is not my responsibility. So I want you to sit in this, and I want you to try this perspective on, and I want you to see if it helps you open up and unlock the truth of your self-expression at a deeper level. And if it did help shift your perspective, then I would love for you to come celebrate with me. Come share with me on my socials at I am Carrie Russell. I cannot wait to celebrate you walking with the fact that you will be judged in your life and your business. All right, beauties. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. We'll talk soon.